Father, help us now as we consider this passage, Lord, to hear your word for us today. Lord, speak. Your servants are listening. In Jesus' name, amen. So, here we are. Okay, it's the middle of September, and tomorrow, summer will be officially over. Okay, autumn is coming tomorrow. Okay, the days are already getting shorter, aren't they? The nights are drawing in a little bit, and it's only going to get more so. Some people love the autumn. Put your hands up if you love the autumn. Okay, a few of you love the autumn, okay. I don't know what it is, you know, maybe it's the russets, the yellows and the browns of the leaves falling from the trees. Maybe it's couples going for romantic strolls in the park, arm in arm, wrapped up in their chunky jumpers and scarves before snuggling up in a cosy cafe for hot chocolate. Ugh! Makes me feel really queasy, if I'm honest. Not the hot chocolate, I'm quite partial to a hot chocolate, but that romanticised image of autumn that you see on the TV and the adverts and the magazines and everything like that, it doesn't do it for me at all. You know, I've got friends who really love autumn, and I'm happy for them, I really am. But me, no, autumn is not for me. I just don't get it. Shorter days, longer nights, grey skies, drizzle, all that sort of stuff. I find it a little bit depressing, if I'm honest. Spring or summer, yeah, give me spring or summer any time. But autumn, not so much. It's just too gloomy. But actually, when I look around, the whole world feels like a bit of a gloomy place at the moment, doesn't it? And it has done for the last 6 months in many ways. So with coronavirus, lockdown, worries over what's going to happen following Brexit, Donald Trump, greed, injustice, cruelty, poverty, the list goes on. The world can seem a really gloomy place. And then, of course, there's the stuff that's a little bit closer to home. You know, the stuff that we're going through or have been going through in our own lives. Pain in our families. The shock, the anger, the confusion and the sadness that we as a community, I mean, talking about the whole community of East Bowling, have felt following the horrendous news which broke last month, which was sickening. And it's easy to feel gloomy, even engulfed in darkness right now. It's felt like the nights have been drawing in for some time. At least it has for me. Maybe you've loved lockdown and the quietness and the solitude of it. I haven't. I found it difficult. But as I was praying one morning last week, I heard what I'm pretty sure was the voice of God saying something to my spirit. Something that he wanted me to hear. Something that I needed to hear. And I think it's something that he wants all of us to hear this morning. But it wasn't a statement, okay? It was a question. And this is the question. Do you feel the darkness tremble? Do you feel the darkness tremble? And then I opened the passage that we just heard a few moments ago. And right in the middle of it, at the end of verse 8, we read these words. The darkness is passing and the true light is already shining. The darkness is passing and the true light is already shining. So my question to you, and I believe the Lord's question to each of us this morning is this. Do you feel the darkness tremble? Because John the Apostle wrote these words to remind the people he was writing to and us of a stunning truth. That in Jesus, in the person of Jesus Christ, God, the true light, has come into the darkness of our world to turn our darkness into light. The darkness, John writes, the darkness is passing and the true light is already shining. Even now. So do you feel the darkness tremble? As John says at the start of his gospel, okay, not this letter that we're reading, but his gospel, okay, he writes in verses 4 and 5, in him, that's in Jesus, in him was life. And that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. In other words, even in the darkest moments of our lives, God's light is still shining, and the darkness will not win. That's John's promise to us. That's the promise of the Word of God to us. Our lives may feel dark, but God's light is shining, and his light will overpower the darkness. And last week, those of you who were with us on Zoom, the online service, you'll have heard Diane reminding us that we're called, as followers of Jesus, we're called to walk in the light. Okay, walk in the light, that's what we've got to do. To walk in the light as he is in the light. Or as John puts it in verse 6, so the verse that comes immediately before the passage that I just read, whoever claims to live in him, okay, so whoever claims to live in Jesus must walk as Jesus did. So if we want to be in him, if we claim to live in him, we've got to walk as he did. What does that mean? Well, that's what John goes on to say in the rest of this passage that I read a few moments ago. And it can all be summed up in one word. What's the word? I'll tell you. It's love. Okay, love is the word. In verse 10, he says this, anyone who loves their brother and sister lives in the light. And John says in verse 7, this is not a new commandment. He says, I'm not writing to you a new commandment, but an old one, which you've had since the beginning. And the old commandment is right there in Leviticus chapter 19. Do we have the slides, by the way, Ian? We don't. Okay, sorry, everybody. We haven't got the slides. Not to worry. I have some brilliant images. You'd have loved them. Never mind. Tune in at 10:30 on Zoom. You'll see them. Anyway, he says in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18, okay, it says this. Do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against one of your people, but love your neighbor as yourself. And so John says, this commandment of love is an old command, okay? It's a message that you've already heard. And yet, he says in verse 8, the very next verse, he says, I am writing you a new command. Now, at this moment, maybe you're thinking, wait a minute. Hang on, John. What are you on about? You've just contradicted yourself. First you say, it's not a new command, it's an old command. And then in the very next breath you say, but it is a new command. What are you talking about? Which is it? Is it old or is it new? Come on, help us out here. And John says, both. Both. It's old because God's people had it right from the beginning. Right back in Leviticus, near the start of the Old Testament, they had this message. It's what they'd always been taught. But it's new. It's also new because now, in Jesus, love has been raised to a completely new standard. It's all about Jesus, the one who left the riches of heaven to enter our sin-soaked world of darkness, and to die on a criminal's cross so that we can be forgiven and be brought back to God. It's like John is saying to them in this passage, he's saying, you know, before you'd met Jesus, you didn't really know what love was, but now you do because you've seen it with your own eyes. And you know, the love of Jesus is far greater than any other love the world has ever known. It's a love which reaches out to the unlovable. A love which reached out to sinners like me and like you when we were his enemies. As it says there in Romans 5 verse 8, God shows his love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. When we were still God's enemies, we'd made ourselves his enemies, and yet in his love for us, he came to rescue us. In the person of his son Jesus, who died on the cross for us, giving up his life so that we can have life and life in all its fullness. And in Jesus, love became new in the lengths to which it would go. You know, nothing that anyone ever did to Jesus could turn his love into hate. Nothing. He even prayed for mercy for those people who were at that moment nailing him to the cross. He loved them to the end. He loves us to the end. He loves us still. And Jesus said to his disciples, and he says to us now by his Spirit, he says, love one another as I have loved you. As I have loved you, in the same way that I have loved you, love one another. We are to love each other as Jesus loved us. That's the new commandment. And it's that. That's the kind of love, that self-giving love, which makes the darkness tremble. Do you feel it? That kind of love doesn't come naturally to us, does it? Or at least it doesn't to me. You know, our tendency is to love, our natural tendency is to love only those who love us, or those who we think are worthy of our love. And we're very quick to think of other people as a nuisance, aren't we? Or beneath us in some way. If we're honest, we do that, don't we? But that is the very opposite of love. And John says in verses 9 and 11 that if we live that way, we're not walking in the light. We're stumbling around in the darkness. We're in trouble. You know, if you've got a blindfold on and you're just basically set loose into the world, you can't see anything, you're going to run into a car or into a lamppost or something like that, or down a hole, you're going to be in trouble. And John says, that's what it's like. If we're not loving each other, we're walking in the darkness, stumbling around. But he says that if we love our brothers and sisters as Jesus commanded us to, that's when we know that we're walking in the light. That's when the darkness trembles. Okay, but how? How do we do it? Do we just need to try harder? Maybe that's the answer. Well, that will help, but it's not the answer. Because we can try as hard as we like, and we're not going to be able to do it. We're not going to be able to love the way Jesus loved, just by trying out of our own strength. The key is not just in trying harder, the key is in knowing who you are. That's the key. Knowing who you are. And you can find out who you are right at the beginning of the passage that I read in verse 7. Okay, and the words in this translation of the Bible begin with, dear friends. Okay, dear friends. But the word in the original Greek, right, that's the language that this letter was written in, is agapetoi. All right, that's me showing off. But basically it means beloved. And it's the same word that we read in the Gospels when Jesus is baptized. He comes out of the water and the voice of God comes and says, this is my beloved son. It's the same word. So what does that mean? It means that in the same way that Jesus is beloved of God, that God loves Jesus, in the same way God loves us, in the same way God loves you, God loves me, God loves all of us in that way. Isn't that amazing? Do you know that you are God's beloved son or daughter? It's true. If you've given your life to Jesus, if you've surrendered to his love, that is who you are, beloved. God loves you so much that if you'd been the only person on earth, Jesus would still have died for you. He loves you that much. And in verses 12 to 14, John goes on to declare more truths about who they are. And let's have these on the screen, please, Ian, if you don't mind. In verse 12, this is the last slide, I think, Ian. There you go. In verse 12, he says, your sins have been forgiven on account of his name. In verse 13, he says, I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. You've known God. That is an awesome claim. But he says, it's true of you. You've known God. He says, I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. And in verse 14, he says, I write to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God lives in you, and you've overcome the evil one. And just as it's true of the people that John was writing to then, it's true of us, because we know God. We've accepted Jesus into our lives, or at least I hope we all have. If you haven't, do it today. You will not regret it. The moment you put your trust in Jesus, these things become true of us. Our sins have been forgiven. You see, your sins have been forgiven. You know, we know him who is from the beginning. We have overcome the evil one. We are strong and the Word of God lives in us. Do you feel the darkness tremble? You know, the more we surrender to Jesus, the more we accept the truth of who we are in Him, and the more His love is revealed in us, the darkness has to flee. And in verse 8, John says that the truth of that is seen in Him, it's seen in Jesus, and in you. He says, the truth of that is seen in Jesus and in you. The darkness is passing, and the true light is already shining. That means if you've given your life to Jesus, the light, His light, is already shining in you. And whatever darkness has been in you is passing away. It's dying. It has no hold on you anymore. You just need to be who you really are, an adopted child of God. Accepted, chosen, wanted, loved, deeply loved. And you need to allow that to shape how you relate to others. And as His light is revealed in you and in us, the darkness has no choice but to flee. So I'm wrapping up now, but I just want to say this. Do you feel the darkness tremble? Do you feel it? Because I do. When I look around at our church family, some of whom are here, many of whom are elsewhere this morning, but I see a group of people who are committed to loving God and to loving one another. I see it. I see God forming us into a family which truly loves and cares for each other deeply. You know, we may have our fallouts. Listen, all families do. Show me a family which never has fallouts. Okay, we all have our fallouts. And we're not perfect. But time and again, I've seen how, when the chips are down, we draw together. And we love and we support each other and our neighbours in ways that show that Jesus is here in our midst and He is at work in us. I see it all around. We're welcoming refugees. We're feeding the hungry. We're making friends with the lonely. We're supporting those who are struggling. We're reaching out and meeting those on the margins. And we're sharing and living out the good news of Jesus with those who need so desperately to hear it. And boy, does that make the darkness tremble. And so I want to encourage you this morning, however you came in feeling this morning, maybe even weighed down, trust that the same light, the light of Jesus, is shining in you. And together, as we gather together to worship Jesus and to serve Him in the world, His light will shine brightly in our community and the darkness will flee. Amen. Amen.